Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 147, Hear and Keep. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Luke 11:28. Let that land for a moment. Blessed, not lucky, not comfortable, not free from trouble. Blessed, in the deep, sustaining, nothing can touch its sense of the word. And Jesus is telling us exactly where that blessing lives. Here's the moment. A woman in the crowd is so moved, so caught up in who Jesus is, that she cries out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth." It's a beautiful thing to say. It's human and full of feeling, but Jesus, with the kind of gentleness that is also completely firm, redirects her. He doesn't dismiss her. He opens the door wider. He says, "The blessing isn't reserved for those born near me. Blessed is the one who hears the word of God and keeps it." That's available to everyone in this crowd. It's available to you right now. And that's where it cuts, because proximity is not the same as obedience. You can know the verses. You can have grown up in the faith. You can be in the front row every Sunday and still let the word slip through your fingers before noon. That's not keeping. That's hearing without planting. The seed was received, but it never found soil. Because keeping the word is not the same as memorizing it. Keeping is treasuring. It's the posture of someone who holds something precious and refuses to lose it. You give it a place, not just in the quiet morning moment, but in the ordinary hours. The commute, the meeting, the hard conversation, the exhaustion at the end of the day. Those hours need the word just as much as your devotional time does, maybe more, because that's where life actually happens. That's where faith is tested. That's where keeping the word means something real. Hearing plants the seed, but keeping is the soil, and even the best seed dropped on pavement cannot grow. The word of God needs a heart that receives it and then carries it. Jesus isn't setting an impossible standard here. He's pointing to a path. He's saying, the blessing you're looking for, the one that holds when everything is hard, the one that goes deeper than circumstances, it's here, in hearing and in keeping, both together. So today, my friend, here is the call, and it is concrete. Before breakfast, before the day picks up speed, take today's verse, this one, Luke 11:28. Read it out loud. Let your own voice proclaim it, not just your eyes scan it. Then write it down, on paper, not on your phone, and choose one concrete way to practice it before tonight. Not a list, one thing, something real, something you can actually do. Hear it, keep it. That is the path of blessing. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.